Every Tuesday, Violet Lopez opens for business at a Los Angeles farmer's market on the corner of Jefferson Boulevard and Hoover Street.
You want to try the gazpacho?
But Lopez isn't a farmer, and neither are many of the vendors on this concrete walkway. Lopez makes and sells vegan lunches. There's also a clothing vendor, a tamale station, and even the hum of a creperie. A new ordinance approved at today's planning and land use management meeting will allow farmers markets on private property in residential neighborhoods. But the new residential markets must be certified, said city planner Tom Rothman.
Certified farmers markets only sell what they grow. They don't have prepared foods or craft items there. These are not glorified swap meets in any way.
But Lopez thinks it's the variety of entrepreneurs that makes the farmers market at Hoover and Jefferson so unique.
For me, being a farmer's market is being different. It is now farmer's market, not the traditional only for fruits and vegetables. We are more complete farmer's market.
Rothman says the new ordinance will encourage farmers to sell fresh produce in food deserts.
You know, we're really just trying to open up some of our food deserts in the city to have fresh fruits and vegetables coming into some of our neighborhoods that are really hurting for food, healthy, good, clean food.
If the new law works, homegrown businesses like the one Lopez runs may start springing up all over Los Angeles. Rosalie Murphy, Annenberg Radio News.
So I think it's not a bad idea to have a farmer's market in our neighborhoods, while it's the first concept of be a farmer's market, fruits and vegetables. Mm-hmm. And that's it. And I complete the market with other kind of vendors. enjoy so many histories about each boot, and there is not just set up and sell, because there's a lot of issues involved in a boot. The old permit, they allow us to sell something. It's difficult. It's not just put a boot and sell something. It's not that way. It's a lot of issues involved in a farmer's market, and I have this boot. Even if it's a small or big boot, or no good looking boot, it's a lot involved in be a seller in a farmer's market. But please come visit us, and you decide if it is a good idea have a farmer's market in the neighborhood or not. It's part of the life, it's part of the culture, and I think it's changing every time, and you have to deal with that too, because it's changing always, all the time.